Join in on the Funversation as Dr. Pam Peek and Michelle King Robeson cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's her radio.
Well, there are so many people out there who are going vegetarian for every single reason. You got former President Bill Graham thing, and every other friend of yours is now doing green stuff. And, well, it's holiday time, and you want to know, is it possible to make the perfect vegetarian holiday meal? So Michelle and I are welcoming Natalia Hancock, who is a registered dietitian as well as a chef. Boy, can she cook. She actually did the full meal plans and the recipes for my book, The Hunger Fix, all about food addiction. Natalia, welcome aboard, and tell us about that perfect vegetarian holiday meal.
Thank you, Dr. Peek. So when you're thinking of a meal and you're going to go vegetarian, first of all, there's two different levels of vegetarianism. There's vegan, and this is the most strict. And these people are not going to have any sort of animal product. So no dairy, no eggs at all, not even honey, because it's made by bees. And then you have your other vegetarians, and they will allow for eggs and dairy. So when you're going to plan this meal, usually what people do is they start, you know, they start thinking of how to replace your meat entrees. And I think that that's not the best way to go. I mean, you'd want to, so what you would replace was some sort of processed soy product. And it's just not the best or the most healthy item that you could have, you could be serving. Now, let's think of Thanksgiving. This is the most ideal meal to have vegetarian cuisine. I mean, think of the cornucopia of all the fruits and vegetables you could serve at that meal. So it's better to focus on fresh fruits and vegetables, tons of produce, and then whole grains. And then you have nuts and legumes. And that will give you a widespread and a really amazing varied meal.
Well, that's interesting. I never even thought about the opportunity with all those beautiful colors. Wow. So give us an example of some entrees.
Well, some entrees. I think, now it is a season. So you want a seasonal meal, and so you're gathering. So you want to take a little bit of extra time and effort to make things festive. So just put a little more effort into the appearance. So something like a stuffed acorn squash that makes a beautiful presentation. You could take a whole grain and cook that with some fruits and nuts, and then stuff that inside of a squash that would make a beautiful presentation. You could also do a great cranberry chutney. That's super easy to keep that vegetarian. Roasted sweet potatoes or a butternut bisque would also be nice. To get some green on the table, you could do a braised green dish, like using collard greens, and then add maybe some legumes. Now, that's traditionally a Southern-style dish that would have some sort of thing like bacon. And if you have some dishes that you normally like to cook and they have things like bacon in there, then you can very easily substitute in that smoky flavor with something like a smoked salt or smoked paprika.
You know, I've always wondered about the fake meats. You know, they have like fake turkey and fake this. You know, a lot of people ask about those. Can you explain what that is?
These are highly processed, typically soy products, and they're so, you have edamame, now that's a soybean. So you take that and you process it, and you get this a liquid that comes out of it, and then you're taking that and you're turning it into this. It's so far from the actual edamame that, you know, the soy, and then you're processing it with all these preservatives and flavors, and it's so far from what it was originally intended to be.
Right. So you're recommending that people don't buy those kinds of products?
Yes, I am.
Oh, and they don't taste good. They don't taste good. Let's face it, you can't put enough stuff on that to make it taste good.
Well, you're right. I mean, I actually read the side panel on one of those, and it read like jet fuel.
I put it
in my car, and I was able to go 500 miles. Is there something wrong with that? I'm just asking, just saying.
I think vegetarians have so many amazing, healthy foods to choose from. Why put something out like that?
Exactly. So, Natalia, what is your favorite meal?
Like, what is my favorite?
What's your favorite meal?
My favorite vegetarian meal. I came up one time, I had all of these mustard greens, and I had some ricotta cheese, and I had some mozzarella cheese, and I had a bunch of tomato sauce. So what I came up with is I stuffed these mustard greens with some ricotta and some mozzarella, and then I put them in this chunky garden marinara sauce that I made. And let me just tell you, it was so amazing.
Oh, it sounds delicious. Now, can we find something like that on your website? Do you have that
recipe?
You can
find, maybe not exactly, I'll put that recipe up because
you
asked me to.
Would you please put that on? That sounds fabulous.
No,
Even though I don't cook, I'll have my mother do it. Yeah, no, seriously.
Oh, no, seriously. Well, actually, if you go to my website, drpeak.com, I have a whole bunch of extra recipes that weren't in my book, The Hunger Fix. And so, these were all created by Natalia as well. But I think we need to share a whole bunch with, you know, Radio MD, Empower Her, and just get it out there. Because, Natalia, your ideas are just wonderful.
Thank you. Yes. Now, one area for vegetarians is desserts.
Right.
And when we're doing desserts, especially a vegan, a great substitute instead of butter is coconut oil. And that's an easy way to turn any of your desserts from, you know, using butter into a vegan dessert. Now,
well,
coconut
like,
oil...
What's an example?
Well, like a pie crust, you can use coconut oil in there. So when you have a solid fat like a butter that in baking that has a specific purpose, and you can't replace that with an oil, but you could use coconut oil in that place. There's a lot of people, I'm sure you've heard all the buzz about coconut oil, and it's not that it's super healthy. It still has saturated fat in it, but, you know, it is a great replacement when you're doing vegan baking.
It's also, you don't need that much. So it's not like you're bathing in it. It's just a small amount. And there's been some buzz about improving your cardiovascular fitness with the coconut oil. So, but regardless, it's a great substitute. So I think that that's a fantastic idea. So at a holiday time then, wow, it sounds like there are huge options out there. And easy switch-offs for that matter, too. So at the holiday time, your most absolute favorite thing to eat at holiday time if you're going to go vegetarian, holidays, what do you think?
For me,
yeah.
I would love a butternut bisque. There's nothing better. It's creamy.
That sounds fabulous.
It's delicious. With a really good blender, you can puree it, and it's absolutely amazing. You can't tell. You don't even have to add butter or cream or anything. And actually, for that recipe, you can find it at our website on SPECertified.com.
Oh, good. So we can get it there. And then,
well, there was something else I had once with you, and that was instead of butter, what did you create?
We do different sort of vegetable and legume purees, and we serve that with bread.
Mm. Oh, it was cauliflower. Mm-hmm. It was
cauliflower and almond puree specifically that time, yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, I literally thought there was butter there, and it tasted better, and it was really sensual, and it was, smooth, and it flowed perfectly. So that was a phenomenal creative switch off as well, which I love, right? Other things that turn you on, we can't wait. Well, how about chocolate? Just one quick thing with chocolate in 10 seconds.
One quick thing with chocolate, dark chocolate, and put some dried fruit and nuts in there, and then melt it over it, and you have a delicious and healthy chocolate treat.
I have to go eat now.
Okay, excuse me. I'm leaving right now. I mean,
me
Natalia,
too.
You've been torturing us. Listen, if you want to learn more about Natalia Hancock's fantastic work and her great group, SPE Certified, it's SPECertified.com. And Natalia, once again, thank you. We're going to have you back so many times. We love this. Thank you, Natalia.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Also, you can go to empower.com/herchat to view upcoming chat topics.